The following is Q&A with the Rav Hagoyen Rav Yisomar Schwartz, the Mechaber of Lvov Mishkenevne, on the Avodas Hashem during coronavirus. Question number 5889. Recently, there has been an epidemic outbreak in China called coronavirus, which is quickly spreading and which has already killed thousands of people in China. How should a Jew view this? Are we supposed to be happy that the destruction of the wicked brings joy, as it says in Mishlei? Or should we look at it as Ein Peronius Ba La'ilam Ela B'Shvil Yisrael? Suffering does not come to the world only for the sake of Kla Yisrael, meaning that we need to strengthen ourselves in some area. And if we do need to strengthen ourselves in some area, what should it be? The Rav answered, since this is not primarily killing sinners, we cannot apply the rule of the destruction of the wicked brings joy. Rather, it's because suffering comes to the world only for the sake of Yisrael. In the past, when an epidemic would spread, the effects were smaller. Diseases would only spread to a village or a city or to a nearby country. But in our times, the entire world has turned into one small village where something can spread very quickly throughout the entire world. This is the first major epidemic since the time in which the world has become entirely turned into a small village where everyone is mingled with each other, and therefore this epidemic is unique. It is in the category of Keser the Klipa. It is called Corona, which in Hebrew is spelled Kair Na, a combination of the words Kair and the letters He and Nun. The word Kair means cold, which implies distance, as opposed to heat, which implies connection. The Hebrew letters He and Nun are both letters that have no companion letter, as opposed to all other letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which each have a companion letter. As taught regarding the verse, Hein Am Levado Yishkain, they are a nation that dwells alone, which has the letters He and Nun. This, the coronavirus, is therefore a deep revelation that the power of connection found in the world today is not a connection of warmth, but a cold kind of connection, the coldness that represents the nation of Amalek. Like it says in the Pasuk by Amalek, Asher karcha baderech, they met you along the way. The word they met, asher karcha, is from the word kair, cold. This is because the primary form of connection in the world today is not face to face, but back to back, by sending messages and information to people through various forms of social media. That is the main level of the generation today, where people all share a cold kind of connection with each other. The root of repairing this epidemic of coronavirus is to become connected with people who are good and pure. Each person on his own level should do this. And also included in this is to have warm connections with other people, with people whom it's appropriate to connect with. This is also the secret of Mashiach, which contains the Hebrew letters Yud and Ches, which is an acronym, Rashi Tevis, for the word Yesh Cham, which means there is warmth. The next question that came into the Rav, question number 6024, was, what did the Rav mean in the recent response about coronavirus, that it's coming because of all of the cold connections today that people have to each other? And how is that worse than sin itself? How can it be worse than sinning? The Rav answered, I will now go more into the root of the matter this time, and I will elaborate a bit with Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem has created his world with an inner layer and an outer layer to everything. The inner layer to everything is always the spiritual light the oyer, which is contained in it, and this corresponds to the soul, to the neshama. The outer layer within everything is the container that's within everything, and that corresponds to the body. In other words, there is a soul and there is a body to everything in the creation. There are two different ways of internal connection. There is a connection that one has to himself, which is called self-love, loving oneself, and this is a cold kind of connection. When two beings come together, there is warmth. This is a connection of warmth. Whereas an internal connection, when one connects to oneself, that is called cold connection. When a person is inwardly connected to himself, this is using the power of cold for Kedusha. This is the holy use of the power of coldness. This is not an egoistic kind of self-love. It's a holy kind of self-love, and it comes from using the power of cold for Kedusha. However, when this power becomes twisted by the side of evil, it is the power of Amalek, who has the power of evil coldness. This causes people to connect with people in a cold manner. There is also an evil way to use the power of heat, power of warmth, which is when a person becomes passionate and heated when he's on his way to committing a sin, such as forbidden relations. When a person only has a superficial connection to himself, this is the evil force of heat. And when a person has an egoistic self-love to himself, this is the evil use of the power of cold. Being cold is not a sin, but it's the root of all sins, because it prevents a person from doing mitzvahs, and it causes a person to commit any sin. When a person is cold and he's indifferent to ruchnius, that's the power of Amalek, the power to be cold and indifferent toward the spiritual. And just as a person's midos are the inner roots behind his mitzvahs and his Torah learning, so is heat and warmth a root to all of one's connections that one has. The next question the Rav was asked, why would this cause people to be deserving of death? Is it similar to the situation of the second Beis Hamikdash when there was rampant sinas chinam, when there was baseless hatred, or when the three cardinal sins were being committed? Or is this something new which has developed in our generation, which is all considered like one small village connected together? The Rav answered, when a person is connected to cold, this itself is death. It is a connection to the very concept of death, because a living person is warm, whereas a dead person is cold. This coronavirus, which is being caused by cold relationships between people, is a new issue which has developed in our generation. We will now elaborate on this with Siyata Dishmaya. The three cardinal sins, the sins of murder, illicit relations, and idol worship, are the roots of all sins. However, these three root sins are essentially getting their power from the sin of sinas chinam, the baseless hatred. And in this generation, the generation of the Ikvasa de Mashiach, the generation directly preceding Mashiach's arrival, the inner root of sinas chinam is being revealed. And the very root of sinas chinam, the very root of baseless hatred, is the power of pirud, disparity, separation. It is the very alma de piruda, a world of disparity, which is being revealed in our times. By the period of the second Beis Hamikdash, when sinas chinam was rampant, it was more of a chance kind of a disparity. It was a kind of a disparity where people were still able to bond with each other, in spite of the disparity. It countered the chaya level of the soul. In the era of the first Beis Hamikdash, the presence of the three cardinal sins corresponded to the nefesh, ruach, and neshama levels of the soul. But in today's generation, the disparity of the world today is the evil power, the evil force, which counters the yechidah level of the soul, the highest level of the soul. The yechidah level of the soul corresponds to the holy power of coldness, which is essentially the power of a person to become alone and in solitude with Hashem. In the side of evil, this power is countered by the power of evil coldness, the power of disparity, the power of Amalek. The Yechidah, the soul's power to be cold, to become alone and attached with Hashem, is really the holy manifestation of Keser. This is being countered by the epidemic called Corona, which is really the Keser on the side of evil. We need to understand very well that until the year Option Ayin Tes 55779, we still had another 221 years left until the end of the world, which is at the year 6000. From this year onward, from Tashin Pei 5780, the 220 years have now been shortened. The number 221 is equal to the word Erech, which hints to the Midah of Hashem that is called Marech Ape, when Hashem slows down his anger. And now that the 221 years have been shortened, it has also minimized, on some level, Hashem's conduct of slowing his anger, Marech Ape. Therefore, from this year onward, the entire world is going through changes, especially in Eretz Yisrael, and things will not be calm. Things will not become totally calm until the coming of Mashiach. According to the non-Jewish calendar, the year is 2020, which is the number 20 twice. The number 20 is equal in gematria to the word keser. This is the revelation that's taking place now. It's the keser, the innermost level of the keser, which is the word keser twice, equal to 20 and 20, which is a hint to the non-Jewish year of 2020. Therefore, a state of solitude has come into the world, an impaired kind of being alone, where nobody can come within the Dalet Amos of another person. This is because the Dalet Amos of a person, the space of a person, is a hint to the Yechidah level of the soul. And right now, nobody is allowed to interfere with another person's space. It's also causing people to remain secluded in their homes. And as it's known, the nefesh level of the soul is in the liver, the ruach is in our heart, the neshama is in the brain, the chaya is on the person's clothing, and the yechidah is in the house. Therefore, one needs to become secluded in the house due to the yechidah revelation, which is taking place in the world today. Understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has now erased any connection to Tuma, to all of the restaurants, all of the mingling, all of the vacations, and all of this entire Alma de Shikra, this entire world of falsity that has been here for the last couple of years. However, just as when we left Mitzrayim, we remained with the idol that was called Baal Tzafon, which was the root of all idols, so too are we remaining now with the very innermost level of Tuma, the very core of the Shar Hanun de Tuma, which is otherwise known as the media, the internet. Now people are secluded in their homes, but their entire connection to the world is still being enabled through the media and the internet, which is the Shar Hanun de Tuma, the Shar Hanun de Tuma, the internet. It is the most difficult klipa, which has not yet been shattered. the innermost gate of the Shar HaNundatama, the Keser de Keser on the side of evil. It is dominant now, without any restraint. The way to get rid of this klipa is by shining the light of Mashiach, which is found with us already now. It is the light of the Keser de Keser on the side of Kedusha. When the meteor will disappear, Mashiach will come. But until Mashiach comes, the innermost level of the Shar HaNundatama dominates in the world, and it contains a mixture of Kedusha and Tuma, from the highest levels of Kedusha all the way down to the lowest levels of Tuma. That is why in this generation everything has become mixed and confused together in a disturbing way which our logic cannot comprehend. This will not change until the coming of Mashiach. The next question the Rav was asked was, the Rav has said that there are two parts for us to improve on at this time, to connect to people who are good and pure, and to attain connections of warmth with other people. Why isn't it enough to just have warm connection with people? Won't this alone fix all of the cold connections that people have with others? Also, why do we need to specifically befriend people who are pure and good? The Rav answered, on one hand, a person needs to build warm relationships with other people to counter all of the cold relationships that there are in the world. This is the holy use of the power of warmth. But that is not the main part that we need right now. The main thing we need right now is to find our power of holy coldness, which is essentially the Yechida level of our soul. And that is the main revelation taking place now. This is achieved by becoming attached and integrated with Hashem, with the belief and the trust that there is no one in control except for Hashem. We need to review the segula of the Nefesh HaChaim, that when a person believes that no one has any control other than Hashem, he is protected from all harm. This is the true and the only way to pass through this period, where the klipa of the Shar HaNundatama has become physically manifest throughout the world. Therefore, a person needs to attach his soul to Hashem with love and with fondness for Hashem, and to feel a sense of bittul, to feel nullified to Hashem. Through this, a person can live a life of delighting in Hashem and in His Torah. This is the general way of living a life of truth, but all the more so in this generation, and especially in the current period which we're in now. It is our hope and our tefillah that the klipa of the Shar HaNundatama, which is the media, should become shattered, and that Mashiach should become revealed now, so that he can illuminate the entire world with the yichud that will reveal the individuality of Hashem, because there is nothing besides for Hashem. Ein oid mulvadoi, efes zulasoi. Question number 6214. The Rav was asked the following question. Now that all of the yeshivas and the shuls have been closed because of all of the fears about the epidemic of coronavirus, what should we focus on now in our avodas Hashem? What is upon us to do so that Hashem should save us from this? The Rav answered, every period has an avoda which corresponds to that particular period. As with any other troublesome time, people have to do teshuvah and cry to Hashem and give tzedakah. But besides for this, our current period that we're going through necessitates another avodah. The period that we're going through now is not simply another period which is part of the chain of events throughout the history of the world. Rather, this period that we're going through now is the final stage of the galus. But we don't know for how long this period will last. The period that we're in now is the revelation of the innermost level of the Shar Hanunda Tumah, the 50th gate of impurity, so that there should be an equal counterbalance between good and evil in the world. We need to view this epidemic of coronavirus from an inner perspective as something deeper that's going on, and that it's not simply an epidemic. The epidemic itself is nothing but a revelation of something deeper which is behind it. The essence of this period is depicted by the statement in Chazal, Lefikach ha'adam nivra yechidi, therefore man was created individual. Throughout most of the world, and most of the world is considered like the entire world, people are becoming secluded into their homes and becoming individuals. This is showing to us that each person needs to become a yachid, an individual. On the most external level, it means that a person has become secluded, away from everybody else. On the inner level, it means that a person needs to recognize his uniqueness and that there is no other person in the world who is exactly similar to him in Torah learning or in Midos. And the innermost level of this is that a person needs to develop a bond with Hashem and to his Torah learning, in which he is like an only child to Hashem, a ben yachid. That is the depth of the spiritual illumination which is shining now during this period that we're in. If a person merits to do this avodah properly, he will merit to see completely the face of Mashiach. It is very proper at this time to reflect about these words, to first contemplate these words and understand them intellectually, and then to let these words settle on our heart. And then accordingly, one will know what his inner avodah should be during this period. It is our prayer and our hope that this period of the Shar Hanunda Tumah should be as short as possible, and that the Shar Hanunda Kedusha, the 50th gate of holiness, should prevail over the Shar Hanunda Tumah, so that Mashiach can immediately come. The next question, question number 6230. The Rav was asked, I read the Rav's response about the root of what's causing coronavirus and what we need to work on now. In addition to various Kabbalahs that I made, Bli Neder, me and my wife took upon ourselves to increase giving tzedakah, to try to house people who are in need of kirov, which I was avoiding now due to various reasons. And all of this is so that we can increase relationships with others and to create relationships of warmth with others, which is what I understood from the Rav's words about what we need to improve on right now. I am also trying to daven about the situation. My problem, though, is that I feel like a fly on the wall when it comes to everything going on right now, which is being labeled now as a pandemic. Is the average simple Jew like me really able to do anything for the world right now? Would my prayers really help? And since this is a message of Hashem to Klal Yisrael as a whole, how can some individual person really make a difference? I would be happy if the Rav can please guide me through these issues I mentioned, and if the Rav agrees to the Kabbalahs which we have made upon ourselves. The Rav answered, everything contains an external and an internal layer to it. Everything has a body to it and a soul to it. The act of giving tzedakah and hosting guests is all the external part of what we need to do. It is the container, it is the body. But we also need the inner part, which is the soul. This inner part of becoming more connected with others is to have a true and an inner bond with others. However, we need to be careful about whom we connect to, and therefore we should only become connected to those who are pure, to do this as much as we can and on our own level. In the inner recesses of our soul, we need to connect ourselves to the root of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, to feel a connection to Klal Yisrael as a whole, and to each Jew individually. In the actual sense, we should become connected to those who have good hearts and those who are spiritually pure and good. But that is only one side of the coin, and it counters the corona, which is from the word kar, which means cold, and that is by increasing warmth and love in our relationships with others, by becoming more connected with others. But the other side of the coin is that we also need to use the power of kar, the power of coldness, for kedusha, and that is by becoming secluded with ourselves, and to become secluded with the Creator. This is the secret of revealing the highest part of the soul, which is called the Yechida, which means individual. The corona is really the klipa, the shell, which counters the Yechida level of the soul, which is shining strongly now during this current period that we're in. And it is essentially the light of the redemption. May it come speedily. Tefillah, davening, praying, always helps in any situation. Sometimes, davening can totally nullify gzera. It can totally erase a decree. And sometimes, davening will not take away a decree, but it will lighten the intensity of the decree. But even if chas v'shalom, there is a decree which cannot be nullified through davening, which is what the people thought in the times of Purim, it is still possible to lessen the intensity of the decree through davening, through praying. The main kind of prayer which is needed now by the Jewish people specifically, and also by everyone who inhabits the world in general, is to pray that everybody should return completely to God, and that everyone should recognize that God is showing everyone that he does not want the false and the superficial kinds of connections that people have with each other in the world today. The connections that people have to each other by eating out together in restaurants, through vacations, through night entertainment, through places of social mingling, through using social media to send out information and videos to each other, and etc. All of this is falsity, all sheker, and it's all founded on the Shar Hananda Tuma, the 50th gate of impurity, where kesher becomes sheker, where connection becomes falsity. And even more so, it is the innermost level of the Shar Hananda Tuma itself. It is sheker itself. By recognizing this truth, and by returning in complete tshuva to Hashem, the innermost gate of the 50th gate of holiness will become revealed. In no circumstance should a person daven that the epidemic should stop so that everything will return to the way the world was before all of this started. Because if the world continues as it was before all of this began, it will actually be worse for the world than death. And this is because the world today is filled with Toma in every direction. And the heart of any Jew that's pure today is able to feel broken from the very presence of all the depravity and all the Toma that's in our world. And Rahman al-Atlan, even as the epidemic is taking place, now that people are secluded in their homes, instead of connecting to the Yechida level of their soul, and becoming alone with their neshama and with their Creator, instead, they are, Rahman al-Atlan, becoming even more attached to the internet and to social media outlets. This is the very depth of the tragic fall into the innermost level of the Shar Hananda Tuma, the fact that people are getting their main chiyos from such a source. At this time, the verse of Mi La Hashem Elai, whoever is for Hashem, come towards me. This applies to us more than ever. Each person right now has the awesome choice of either becoming connected to Hashem, to the Torah, and to one's neshama, or to chas v'shalom fall into the depths of the Shar Hanun de Tuma, the most depraved spiritual level possible. That is what we truly need to daven about. For this reason, our tefillos at this time need to come from the depths of our neshamas, each person on his own level, from the deepest place in yourself that you are in touch with. What we daven for the most shows what is bothering us the most at the innermost level of our being.